That's why, ladies, we like watching when you're giving us blowjobs. But guess what? We don't want you looking back because it's fucking creepy. Right? That's a weird moment right there. Right? Because when a girl's got her eyes closed, that's a girl giving you a blowjob. You're like, wow. But when the eyes open, that's a person with your dick in their mouth. And you're like, holy shit. It's just too real. You don't want to be looking through the windows of the soul while that's going on. You know what I'm saying? You look at her eyes, you see like her insecurities and her childhood. And her family and her expectations for the future. Ah! Why are you fucking up my little show? It's just fucking too real. Blowjobs are the most addictive thing on the fucking planet. Fuck all that shit the government tells you about heroin and nicotine and crack. Because it's fucking baby stuff, all right? People kick crack every day of the week. Nobody kicks blowjobs. Nobody! I don't want to hear about you cigarettes. Cigarettes are worse than heroin. I smoked a cigarette when I was 15. I didn't like it. I quit. You get one good blowjob when you're 15, you are fucked for the rest of your life. And nobody cares. Nobody wants to help you. There's no government support programs, no patch, no gum. Can't move back in with your mammy till you get your shit together again. No, you gotta hope and you pray you find another girl who likes to get blowjobs. Now, here's the problem. There's only two groups of women in the world when it comes to blowjobs. It's women who love to get blowjobs and women who hate to get blowjobs. And that's it. There's no gray area. And there's only one way for a guy to ever tell before he's intimate with a girl. Take her to a comedy club. Pay attention, folks, on the first date. Look around. And if the comedian tells a blowjob joke, if he's funny, one of two things will happen. Either she'll laugh or she'll do this. And if you're on a date right now, look carefully. If you see this, run! Throw some money down for the tip. Fuck the rest of the show. Come back tomorrow with another girl. Run! Run like your ass is on fire. The nearest water is a fucking mile away. Please, I beg of you. Just get out. And don't ever try to talk her into it. Don't you ever try to talk a girl into doing something she doesn't want to do. It's never worth it. The path of least resistance. Follow it. You got to talk, communicate, ask questions. Do you like to get blowjobs? No. Bye. That's it. It's the only answer. Get out. Be nice. Be friendly about it. But get it out of the way. Know when it's appropriate to ask. But get it out there. Say it. And don't you ever try to talk a girl into doing something she doesn't want to do. Because by the time she's done talking, you don't fucking want it anymore. You might not ever want it. You might be fucking scarred for life. Am I right? Like, they'll talk like, I'll do it if you want me to do it. But I don't know why you want me to do something that I don't want to do. I mean, that doesn't seem very sexual to me. I mean, that's just kind of selfish. I mean, I wouldn't want you to do something to me that you don't want to do. That's not my idea of sexuality. I couldn't get off on that at all. You're like, oh, fucking, Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a blowjob. It's healthy. It's American. Oh, my God. Oh, you, I'm so confused. You want me to stick your cock in my mouth, and that's what America's founded on. Oh, that's great. And even if you talk them into doing it, they don't even really do it anyway. They fake it. Right? Girls who don't like to get blowjobs, they never really give blowjobs. They put it in like a half an inch and work their hands with a bitter look on their face. Like, are you happy now? They're like, she's giving me head, but her head's not moving. Hey! Look at me! I'm going to draw a high water mark on my dick. I want you to hit that every time or quit. This is just frustrating the fucking shit out of me. I just want to live. No girls like to do that. Let me tell you something funny, man, all right? You think they like to do that because they're just trying to make you feel better. So they tell you, like, liar, communism, propaganda. There are fucking freaks out there. Don't you ever get confused.
Oral sex is healthy.
The sign your hormones kick in, you want to do other shit. That's what it is. Everyone, just fucking fire up. You want to do everything. You might lick a little ass while you're at it. Fucking freak out.
Oral sex is healthy hormones. That's why, ladies, don't you ever stick with a guy who doesn't go down on you. Because guys who don't lick pussy have bad genes, and they will give you weak children with soft heads. Ladies need to pay very close attention to men who are not laughing or clapping right now. Because, God, that man eats a lot of pussy. Guys who don't lick pussy, that's not healthy. That's not a healthy American man. Like, no, I don't want to lick it. I just want to stick it in. No touching, no. A healthy man wants to fucking pick you up on your ass.
You dirty little bitch, I'm gonna fucking suck that thing through diet dehydration. He wants to lock on your clit like a pit bull and drag you across the room like, fucking,
I want to taste the hormones.
No, I don't want to lick it. I just want to stick it in.
They don't even have white sperm. It's like a dusty, lifeless gray with little black specks of hate cancer in it. I don't like women, and I hate my mommy. Doesn't even come out normal. It's like a little eyedropper that doesn't even reach your belly button. No cuddling, no. Bad genes. Don't you settle either. You settle with a guy like that, if any one of his weak seeds ever cracks your eggs, you'll give birth to children that 16 years from now be wearing helmets waiting in line for Patch Adam 3.
I am challenged because my dad's a naughty pussy. I am challenged.
Joe Gorelli. Joe Gorelli. I wish I could pull that off on NBC.
Suppression, it's the man.
That's always the best when old ladies come to see me. I loved you on your show. Good, sit up front. Sit up front and shut your hole. I'll get that little crank working again and crank the rust out of it.